8:14 on this Thursday, first day of November. We have the Breakfast Club at the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland. Here is your host, John Boggs.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, yes, Jeff.
Yes.
Hey, it's going to be a hot time in Bloomington tonight. You know that, don't you?
I'll tell you something when you come back to the studio about that, all right?
Okay. Well, we're going to have a hot time at Ponderosa this morning. We have...
You got a hot breakfast, too.
I already had it.
All right.
Already had it on fourth cup of coffee.
Man.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I have Sandy Bupp with me and Rosie Pensinger from the Cincinnati League. And we're going to be talking about an event that, you know, earlier we talked about the Delts Craft Show. Well, that's from 9 to 4. Saturday night, November 10th, there's going to be another special event. Sandy, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, our event Saturday night, which we thought would be kind of nice to follow up with the Delts Bazaar, because that way people are out and they want something to do.
Uh-huh.
And so we decided a couple years ago, as an appreciation, to do an event each year or every other year as a thank you. And Rosie's going to tell you more about that in a minute, but our event on Saturday, November the 10th at 7 o'clock is going to be a tribute to Dick Clark. And of course, we all know what Dick Clark's famous for, American Bandstand. And so we're going to be rocking through the evening with a lot of the hits from that era. With the Greg Ashley and a lot of the performers. It'll be Derek Manson, Greg Ashley, Shauna Camaricicha. I'm never sure how to pronounce that one. Anyway, Brian Sparks, Vicky Cabellas, and Jan Rittenhouse is going to be bringing our performers or our dancers, and they will be there entertaining you with a lot of the different dances that were made very popular during Bandstand era, like the Stroll. Does anybody remember the Stroll?
Oh, yeah.
And one,
I can almost hear the music when you say it.
And with... when looking back through, I found a picture of one doing what they called the slop. And I've never seen that one
No,
done before.
That must have been before our time, Sandy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, and the era of the bandstand was actually from 1952 up through 1989. And if you think about that, that music has intertwined with all of our generations, you know, from grandma up through the generations, and it's all about the music, and that's what our night's going to be about, is all about the music of the eras, and it'll be all the eras of Bandstand. It's not going to be just 50s, 60s, or it'll be from the beginning through the end of that era. So.
Wow. Now, how did you guys decide to do a free... This is a free event, right? Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
How did you decide to do a free event, Rosie?
Well, we just wanted to give something to everyone in the community that they could enjoy, and this seems to be a good way to let everybody participate.
And what was it last year you did the...
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Did the USO show.
Yes.
And that was to honor all of the servicemen who had served from Jay County and served our country.
Now, where are you holding the event again?
This is going to be held at the community center, and it starts at 7 o'clock.
You're going to be in the big double gym there?
Yes, it'll be in the big double gym.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And 7 o'clock, and with Bandstand, you know, there's so many, there were, 36, 37 years of Bandstand. So I assume you're going to have a transition, or you're going to do that along the evening, or is just going to go back and forth to different eras?
Well, Greg Ashley is actually in charge of the floor mat of of the performances. Uh-huh. And there are other entertainers or performers who are actually coming up and wanting to be part of it. So our show is growing as it gets closer. So we're not sure what the format will be, but we will be having every music from all eras.
It sounds, yeah, I can just see everybody wanting to jump in because it sounds like it's just going to be a very fun evening.
Well, we'll have our bandstand dancers. They're called the regulars. And then we want everyone to come and be what they used to call the amateurs. And that's the people that were there and watching and doing all the clapping and the rooting everybody on. And somebody told me that there might be a possibility that if some people wanted to get involved and actually become one of the performers, that might just be arranged as well. So we just want people to come and have a really good time and just enjoy reflecting, because this is our memories, folks. It's what we grew up with.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're going to go back and let Jeff pay a bill or two, and when we come back, we'll find out a little bit more about Bandstand. Maybe we'll find out if Jeff was a Dick Clark fan and watched him on TV.
You're wanting to know if I'm a real swinger.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Okay. Well, we'll swing it back to you here in just a minute.
Okay.
All right. We'll have more with John Boggs in just a moment.